Part 4. Los Angeles. Every country gets the circus it deserves. Spain gets bullfights. Italy gets the Catholic Church. America gets Hollywood. Erica Jong. Chapter 1.
That's great, thank you. Oh, one more thing.
Jesus turning back and tapping his room key on the marble counter, casual. Can you tell me where we might be able to buy some inflatable mattresses?
Inflatable?
The receptionist's eyebrows are arching up again, as they have done many times during this long, complex check-in. Mattresses, you know, for sleeping on?
Ah, I really... Maybe you could try back along Sunset?
I think there are a couple of hardware stores. If you turn left out of the hotel entrance...
Right, Jesus says, turning to look across the lobby of the famous Chateau Marmont to where Chris lies slumped on a sofa,
his huge red face beaded with sweat, his eyes closed. Spent, all gone, the last hour of wrestling the overheated bus through the LA morning rush hour traffic, having done him in. It was pleasant in here. Cool and dark, and all wicker and tapestries and stained wood and soft amber light. The others were scattered around in various states of exhaustion and curiosity, the lobby echoing to the odd, delighted shriek from Becky and the kids, or the occasional surprised "Prag!" from Bob as they discovered some new wonder somewhere among the opulence.
"Hey, man!" Chris shouts over, suddenly excited. Did you know Led Zeppelin stayed here?
Regular guests rubbernecked by, movie stars and agents and producers and whatnot.
You know what, ma'am? I think we'll go freshen up and maybe take a stroll along there later.
No problem, the girl says, smiling.
Jesus was already getting the sense that nothing was a problem here at the chateau.
And would you like anything sent to your room?
Anything like...
Refreshments? Drinks? Food?
To tell you the truth, miss, JC says, leaning in conspiratorially, we don't have too much money. The receptionist, a pro, did a very good job of managing to look surprised and saddened by this information.
And I'm guessing it ain't exactly discount prices here.
She leans fractionally forward across the cool marble counter, her voice dropping slightly as she says,
Your bill is to be sent directly to the studio, sir.
Well then, I guess we could use a little breakfast. The show was springing for a bungalow, and a very nice bungalow it was, too. Over 1,000 square feet, lounge, bedroom, 2 bathrooms, and sliding doors leading out to a patio, and, beyond that, the blue egg-shaped swimming pool. For about the 2.5 minutes it took the menagerie to settle in. Yep, 2.5 minutes to go from the front cover of Vanity Fair to the kind of photograph that might accompany a heartbreaking article on a refugee camp. Jesus smiles, relighting a joint as he surveys the scene from the comfortable vantage of a lounger on the patio. Gus and Dottie on the floor, methodically emptying the minibar. Miles and Danny mid-pillow fight. Thundering water audible from the nearest bathroom as Becky fills the tub. Claude and Pete on a sofa together, the latter explaining the plot of Beaches to the former, as the near life-sized image of Bette Midler fills the titanic plasma screen in front of them. Big Bob on the far side of the room, transferring the contents of the fruit bowl to his many pockets. Snatches of music coming from further off as Morgs and Chris get to grips with the sound system in the bedroom. Wiggling his bare toes in a square of sunlight, and thinks to himself, Well, we did this at least.
Shit, this'll work,
Morgan says, taking in the scene as he comes out from the bedroom and flops down on the lounger opposite Jesus, handing him the joint.
You think?
Jesus laughs. The bed's like a goddamn football field. We'll get four in that easy. One on each sofa in there. Drag these bad boys in at night. Morgs slaps the lounger he's lying on. And we're good for another two. Bob prefers the floor anyhow. I mean, man, what kind of lunatic would need all this space on their own?
Look at them in there, Jesus says.
Hell of a thing to give folks a good time, ain't it? Morgan nods, grinning too.
Rock bottom minimum? I get kicked off the show the first time I'm up?
At least these guys are going to have a no-shit vacation. They watch as across the room Bob opens the door and four waiters begin wheeling in the piled trolleys, silver salvers glinting in the afternoon sun. Everyone moving in, lifting lids, grabbing glasses and cutlery.
The waiters are pros too, Jesus thinks. They act as if all this, half a dozen ravenous misfits descending like gannets, a couple of fetid alcoholics stretched out on the floor, sweet dope smoke filling the air, is business as usual.
Bob is pointing uncertainly through the sliding doors towards Jesus and Morgan, and one of the waiters detaches himself from the chaos, threading his way across the suite and out onto the patio, smiling as he hands Jesus the check.
Thanks, man, Jesus says, signing, adding 30%. And sorry about, you know, all the...
He gestures with the joint towards the menagerie.
Please, sir, the waiter says. We had Metallica here for a week, back when they were still partying. Oh, my.
Whoa, says Morgan. What were those guys like?
Lovely gentlemen.
Thank you, sir, he says, inclining his head towards Jesus as he takes the check back.
And this came for you at the desk.
He hands JC an envelope embossed with the ABN logo.
And if I may say so, good luck on the show.
Thanks, bro, Jesus says, flashing that smile. Jesus works his thumb into the seal and cracks it open. A laminated pass and a letter, confirming that a limo will collect him at 9 a.m. the following morning to take him to the ABN lot in Burbank.
Hey, how much was it? Morgs asks.
Huh?
The tab, numbnuts. How much?
Oh, like $400?
$400 for breakfast?
Including tip, Morgan.
Get you,
Morgan says, grinding the joint out in a heavy crystal ashtray.
Last week we were stealing sandwiches, motherfucker.
Man, we are gonna get kicked out of here so fast.
No, we're not,
Jesus says, still studying the letter.
And if we are, so what?
Dude, does anything worry you?
Jesus thinks.
Nah, he says finally. Not so much.